Columbia Real Estate headlines. Colorado Property Records Search, new tool for deeds, permits, and owner lookup. PropertyChecker.com launched a Colorado-specific portal to search property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in CO can streamline due diligence and verify critical property details without navigating multiple county systems. Bookmark 8, colorado.propertychecker.com/ for your next transaction. Columbia Real Estate headlines. What Colorado agents should know about average commission rates in their market. HomeLight's guide breaks down the average Colorado real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay realtors to list and sell a home. Understanding typical commission structures helps Colorado professionals price their services competitively and communicate value to prospective clients. Review the breakdown to benchmark your own rates against state averages. HBUS/homelight.com/blog average real estate commission rate Colorado / Columbia Real Estate headlines. Colorado realtor commissions hold steady at 5.71% in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average real estate commission in Colorado is 5.71%, roughly matching the national average of 5.70%. Colorado real estate professionals can benchmark their own commission structures against this verified local average when negotiating with clients. Review the full survey data at hlistwithclever.com/average real estate commission/Colorado/. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most CO jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context, the HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, 4 documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent 2 annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of CO cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day, and in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it.